Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We're finally back home after 12 on the road. First of six with Wichita tonight. I'm joined by the pitching coach, Gabby Hernandez, here as the Soddies face the wind surge tonight. And Gabby, wow, what a great two-week road trip for the pitching staff. Do you just have any general takeaways as to why we were able to have so much success on the trip?
I just think guys have gotten a little bit more used to their roles. Starters getting their work in, like figuring out what's working, adjustments that we took into those 2 weeks. As far as usages, I think it helped out everybody. Relievers, we got a little deeper in the relief corps. We also had some guys get built up when we were here at home, which is a little bit of a growing pain, but I think we're better for it. Once we got into that two-week road trip, guys are able to go two ups, get multiple outs. Like, it was easier for them. It wasn't foreign, so they were comfortable doing that, and that's what we needed. I just felt like guys, they just did a great job attacking the zone, and their stuff has improved over the last couple weeks too. Like, guys are throwing harder. Spin is getting a lot more executed more frequently. And guys are out there regularly. So they're feeling good right now. They're in a little bit of a groove, and we all know, like, coming back to Amarillo is always a challenge. So we'll see where we're at, see how it translates here at home.
That's my next question. Is obviously anyone who knows about Hodgetown knows how hitter friendly it is, and pitching numbers here are just not going to be as good as they are elsewhere. Mm-hmm. How do you, as the pitching coach, kind of coach that and reiterate that in your staff?
I don't want them to change anything that they're doing. I want them to be aggressive and be convicted and trust their strengths. And, you know, maybe it's just an adjustment as far as how we pitch the guys here. We have to be a little more detailed as far as who can beat us and who can't. This park, it is what it is. I think we have a couple returners from last year, and we have some new guys this year that is just, you know, it's just Amarillo. Like, it is what it is. Forget about it. As long as you control what you can control, attack the strike zone, limit the free passes, solo home runs are okay. Just keep attacking the zone. It's really important for us to do that. And maybe change up the usages a little bit. But that's basically it. But I don't want guys to come here and just think like they're kind of like screwed. I don't want that either. I want them to attack the strike zone.
Back to the bullpen. You guys have rolled out like four different people in late game leverage save situations. That's got to be nice for you to be able to push the Menendez, Anderson, Sims, Dirk button whenever those guys are up and available.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all those guys have the ability to get outs in leverage, back in, bridge roles, hold roles, all of them, and can do a lot of different things. And to be honest, it's good for their development overall, because when they leave here, they're not going to be asked to do one certain thing all the time. They got to be able to either get one pluses, go two, get a save, come in a crucial situation. Like, it's good that we have four or five guys that can do that, and then we can put each of them in different situations when it's on their day. So I think that's good. We have a good little rotation as far as guys that can do that, and also like we give these guys opportunities to rest and recover and not just throw them out there every other day. So I think that's also the positive.
Daniel Egan tonight, and I think if you're just box score hunting on Egan this year, you would not have the full picture, because in most of his starts he's had real dominant stretches where we've seen the type of pitcher that he is. What adjustments do you think he needs to make specifically against the lefties who have really hurt him this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a good plan for him. Like to see him get through lineups a little bit cleaner second time through the lineup. Maybe utilizing different pitches more often. We've been talking about that. So that's definitely something, especially against lefties. That's something that we've talked about into last start and going into this start. I'm sure we'll have conversations about that. But he's in a good spot. I mean, we know baseball sometimes is just a lot of luck, bad luck, this and that. But I just, you know, he works his tail off, and once he gets that one break, that one game, I think, you know, things will just start to come together for him.
Jose Cabrera has been awesome so far. Another great start in Midland last week. What, to your eyes, he's specifically doing that's allowed him to have so much success?
He's pitching. He's smart. He's learning how to shape his pitches a little bit more. We've added a couple more miss pitches for him in comparison to last year, where he barely got any miss on a lot of his hard options, cutter, sinker, fastball, heavy. Now he's got a bigger curveball. It's actually like a hard, good slider with depth. He calls it a curveball, and we're still working on his sweeper a little bit. It's been coming around. And he's getting more miss. So I think that's the difference. And he's also learning how to pitch later in games, using his secondaries a little bit more. I think that's very, very important for him, especially just the fact that sometimes everything that he throws is hard, right? Like, guys can gear up for firm. Now, there's some velo separation with the spin pitches that are getting guys a little bit off, and it's allowing more room for everything to work.
Last one for you. How would you describe the culture of this pitching staff a month into the season?
I think these guys are hungry. I think they feel really good. They love where they're at. They have their routines in place. Obviously, the stuff is really good. That's something that we've preached from instructional league, mini camp, spring training. And the guys have come out here, and they have really done a good job implementing the routines and getting after. And they're trusting their stuff. Like, there's a lot of trust. These guys are aggressive. That's one thing for sure. They're an aggressive, convicted group that wants to challenge guys, no matter where they're at.
Gabby, thanks so much for the time.
No problem.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.